As we look back on 2023, we should reflect on the blessings. We should reflect on the trials and tribulations. And then ask myself, out of those trials and tribulations, what is God saying to me? So, what we will do here, as you have, all of you will have this, this is your insert. And I do appreciate the ladies of the church and Mr. Elder Kenneth Davis volunteering to participate in this program. And I will have to say is that we can always depend on God to provide what we need. A couple of these people, last night was when I asked them to do something for me. One person on the program could not be here, but Grace gracefully volunteered to step in. So as Christians, those are the things that we need to do to realize that God is always there to give us the strength, the wisdom to do the things that we need to do. Now, as you look at the insert, the individual will read their reading, and then we, which means you as the congregation, not just us up here, but we will sing those songs, which will be played for us by our pianist, Connie Wise.
They Came with Haste to Jesus by Margaret Cagle. As shepherds watched their flocks in a field in Judea one night, they were amazed and startled by a bright and shiny light. The angel of the Lord appeared to announce a very special birth. God sent his only Son, the Savior, to be born here on this earth. A multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, appeared to them then, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men." Then when all the angels went away, to one another the shepherds said, "Let us go to the town of Bethlehem and find the babe in the manger bed." Then the shepherds came with haste and found Jesus, the Christ child. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, God's Son, so holy, meek, and mild. Christ Jesus was born on the earth so he could one day die for our sin. Our Savior shed his precious blood. He died to save the souls of men. He let us come with haste to Jesus. Let us come to haste with Jesus. He can glorious save you today. Yes, Jesus is patiently waiting to forgive and take your sins away.
And our song will be number 122, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
leave Christ in Christmas. Christmas without Christ? Tell me, how can it be? So many people change it to suit themselves, you see. Can't we say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays? We take Christ out of Christmas in so many different ways. It is nice to exchange gifts this special time of the year, but what do we give to Christ, our Redeemer and Savior, so dear? Christ is really what makes it a genuine Christmas season. If we take him out of Christmas, we celebrate for the wrong reason. I want Christ in my Christmas, for inside my heart Jesus lives. Jesus can be your Savior too, for free salvation he gives. The next song is 141. What child is this?
Give the Gift of Jesus by Deborah Ann Belcar. This Christmas, I'm decorating my heart with the wrappings of his love, tying a ribbon around my soul with his blessings from above. I avoided all the malls and shopped at only a few stores. The only present I will give is the one that will restore. I'm giving the gift of forgiveness, texting about his grace. I'm letting the glory of his birth beam across my thankful face. I'm opening up my home for everyone to come and see the light of his beauty, so to celebrate his birth with me. I'm serving a dish of Christmas joy and offering up God's good cheer. We will feast upon his holiness and rejoice that our Savior is here. I'm baking him a special cake, singing to him a birthday song, and a slice of his love and mercy I'm giving out for all to take along. I'm giving the offering of Jesus at not a cost to me. I'm sending out the message, there is one gift that is truly, truly free. Our next song is hymn number 125, Joy to the World.
You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find I'm waiting there for you. You are the one I want to be with. You are the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name, love, Jesus.
Psalm number 132, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come and be The Lamb of God by Donna Hendricks. In the stillness of a winter night, the earth received God's holy light, an infant born to a young virgin girl, one tiny baby who would change the world. Birthed in a lowly barnyard stable, the King of Kings who would enable, born amid the cattle and sheep, the Lamb of God lay fast asleep. Wise men and kings traveled from afar, led to the baby by one faithful, beautiful star. Shepherds were alerted by angels on high. The Savior is come, time to draw night. Angels filled the skies in glorious songs, singing praises to him all night long. Peace on earth and mercy mild came down to us in the form of a child. What a miracle for the world to see, yet many don't believe he is the Savior to be. Many think the infant born in the stable is someone's version of a long ago fable. Even those who walked with him on earth doubted this man of the virgin birth. His wondrous miracles, compassion, and endless love were not proof enough for them that he came from above. This precious Christmas story is your saving grace, God's gift of love to take sin's place. He sent to this world his holy, only begotten Son. This tiny Lamb of God, the Father's, will be done. The next song is 143, Silent Night.
This is the readings of the ladies from the Aiken Seventh-day Adventist Church. As I stated previously, Christmas was only 5 days ago. Have we forgotten why we were celebrating it? Can we not carry it in our hearts all the year through of the great love that God gave to us through his son, Jesus Christ? Now we will have testimonies from Becky Martin, who has been a lifelong Seventh-day Adventist, and Elder Kenneth Davis, who converted to become a Seventh-day Adventist.
You know, I've always known that it was a privilege that I had to grow up a Seventh-day Adventist. You know, I grew up in a family of 8 children, and my family was very dysfunctional, like most families are, but we had 2 things that my parents brought to us that really made a difference in our life. My dad never missed church. If we, you know, no matter what, we got up on Sabbath morning and we got ready and we went to church. We also sat almost in the front row, because my dad did not want us distracted. And we learned a lot by that. That was really hard. But we learned a lot by having to do that. And when I was 10 years old, back when I was a young girl, our church twice a year did revivals. And when I was 10 years old in one of the revivals, I was very much convicted in my heart that how much I loved Jesus and I wanted to give my heart to him. And I was able to be baptized at the end of that revival. And I've never forgotten that. I've never forgotten the love that I felt that day. It doesn't matter how young you are. When Jesus comes and fills your heart, there's such a special moment that you don't ever forget. And you know, through all the years, we moved every 2 years because my dad was what they called a systems analyst back when computers took up a whole room. And everything was very much personalized in programming. So we moved all over the Southeast and we had to learn to make friends and it was tough. But my dad had us in church every Sabbath, so we were learning about Jesus many times, not all the way through. I got to go to Adventist schools. And my dad loved family. He loved the Sabbath. I don't know anyone that taught me more about loving the Sabbath than my dad. Because when the sun went down, we stopped. And we spent time as a family, and on Friday evenings and on Sabbath, we spent time in church, and then we spent the afternoon as a family. And I'm very thankful for that, because today, I can say that all 8 of my brothers and sisters were all in the church. That is a testimony to my parents as well. I know that I've been privileged, and I'm thankful every single day that the Lord has been with me all the way through my trials, because I know even in the church, we have ups and downs. There are things that happen in our lives that we don't understand, even as Christians. But the Lord always took me back to certain scriptures. When I was in academy, he brought me to the scripture of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You just don't know the thousands of times I've used that scripture and felt strengthened. And then, you know, in the last year going through some struggles, he brought me to Isaiah 41:10. This is so powerful. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then a dear person here in this church many years ago gave me the scripture, Isaiah 40, verse 31. I look forward to seeing her when we get to heaven. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. You know, God is so good. It doesn't matter when you come to him. He is there to bless you and love you. And someday he will take us home to eternity. And I live for that every single day.
Amen. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. As was mentioned, I was converted to Adventism. I was born a Baptist in 1962, so I just gave my age away. So I'm kind of old, but always, even from a young age, I always had an interest in scripture. My parents, we went, just like with Becky, we went to church every Sunday. You know, didn't matter rain, shine, sleet, or snow. Unless the roads were blocked, we were there. And growing up in church, and, you know, they get you involved in church. And I was teaching Sunday school and that kind of thing, and on the choir. So it was just ingrained and enriched in me. And about 12 or 10 years old, I forget what age I was, but I asked my mom, I said, you know, I'm reading through the Bible, and it says, the seventh day is the Sabbath, and all these things on the fourth commandment. And I asked, why do we go to church on Sunday? And she said, that's just what we do. And I said, you know, as a child, you just do what your parents tell you to do. And so it was fine. And went to the military and met my wife in Germany. And we was in Alaska, and there was an amazing fact seminar. And a guy named Leo Shreven, he was called the shotgun preacher because he spoke so fast. And he was talking about scripture, and get a little flyer, just like we have here, you get a little flyer in the mail. And I said, I'm going to that. And she said, well, if you're going, I'm going. And so we attended the seminars in Fairbanks, Alaska in 1994. And everything they said, and you know, you're always skeptical, you know, no matter where you go. And they said, well, here, have a Bible. I said, that's okay, I got my own Bible. You know, so I said, I'm bringing, I'm not using yours because yours might be altered. So I had my own Bible. And Pastor Shreven would get up and he read through something. I look it up. Yep, that's there. Yep, that's there. Yep, that's there. Okay. And it got to the Sabbath. And it had been in the back of my mind since 12 years old. So here it is, 94. And when it got to the Sabbath, I was like, that's it. There it is, right in my face. And I said, I told my wife, I said, I'm joining this church. And she said, well, if you're joining, I'm joining too. And it's so funny, you know, usually they baptize one at a time, and you know, you get in the water, you get out, the next person get in, get out. And she told the pastor before we got baptized, she said, no, we're both going down together and coming up together. So I said, okay, that's fine. But, you know, it's amazing how God works. And just as the Jews thought it was just for them, but it's not. Just as we studied in our Sabbath school, I just want to read real quick. I'm really into Sabbath school. And on Tuesday's lesson, a few paragraphs down, it said, therefore, all human beings from ages past will be judged based on how they cooperated with God and how they lived. And that's really important because God has people everywhere. And at his appointed time, he will bring them out. Because he knows what's best. That person, if he brings them out too quick, no one will follow them. But if they stay longer and study the word, and then they stay with other people, they can more bring more people out with him or with her. And so I just want to leave a few scriptures with you. I want to keep it worth and not to be too long. So, but the main things that I look at from as being from any other faith and coming to Adventism, is all these things we have in common. Even if you're born Adventist, you have to be searching for the truth. 2 Timothy 2:15, and I can read the scripture, you can read it. Acts 17:11, we can't take people's word for it. You know, the Bereans, they said, we're gonna search the scriptures to make sure what these people are saying is true. So that's Adventist, non-Adventist, doesn't matter. We have to allow the word to change us. Romans 12:1-2, by beholding we become changed. We are living sacrifices. 2 Corinthians 3:18. So the Spirit is always working in each one of us, and God moves us in his time. So we may be witnessing to people as we study in Sabbath school, and we doing this and doing this. This person is not coming. This person is not coming. Well, God is in control. As we study in Sabbath school, one plants, one waters, God gives the increase. We have to have courage. Joshua 1:9. It says, we are not alone. He said, be not dismayed. I am with you. I am your strong arm. Proverbs 18:15. We have to listen to wise people. And usually those are older people than us. So when you're young, listen to older people who are wise, people who have experienced things, people who know what they're talking about and have gone down the right path. And lastly, we have to trust in the Lord. Philippians 4:6-7, in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. So I'm just grateful that God had patience with me, and he will have patience with all of us. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like one of those animals on the farm. I'm a follower sometimes, and I guess I followed the right way this time. God is good. We're gonna do 121, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Will everybody please stand?
Pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us during this service. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us, that you sacrificed for us, and that you will one day redeem us. Lord, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord, for the presence of our visitors, our friends, and our families. I thank you for blessing this program. Lord, I thank you for all of those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, let us now, as the song said, let us go tell it on the mountain that salvation is through Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.